You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. I always like to start with something interesting. And Taylor Swift, I don't know if you've heard, but she crashed Ticketmaster the other day. That's right. So many people were trying to buy tickets to her concerts that the site just couldn't keep up. Now, get this, to keep up with the demand, Taylor Swift would have to perform at least 900 concerts over a few months. Okay, not possible, but good for her. I mean, what a success story. Her latest AP is breaking all Billboard records, too. I mean, but who knew that so many people hated their exes like she does? But the joke is actually on them. I mean, she finds a guy, she dates him, and then makes millions by saying they are never, ever, ever, ever getting back together again. And I heard one of her exes, I'm not sure who it was, that he called himself the earthquake. True story. Because he said whenever they would have a dispute, he was always at fault. And on that happy note, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this. It's another hour of America's most trusted source about all things digital. It's the largest show about all things digital. You can find us on over 425 top stations across the United States. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app. Just search for my last name, Commando. And you can also find us as a podcast, as a webcast, over at getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. And of course, we're also heard on the American Forces Network Radio. So all the servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who protect our great nation also get the Kim Commando Show. All right, every single day I visit at least, 30 or 40 different websites, and I read white papers and talk to my friends on the inside of this industry to make sure that you are always up to date on all things digital. Now, this is part of the show where I like to talk about products that are going to be updated, some cool tech facts, how to make a difference on how you use your devices or what you buy or what you don't buy. And we're going to start with a question. Is the $250 that you're going to spend for the AirPod Pros an exorbitant 1,200% markup over wired earpods, or is it about a 98% discount on the price of expensive hearing aids? That's right. It used to be that hearing aids were only available with a prescription, a doctor's visit, and then you had a bunch of sessions to tune the audio. And the cost, maybe as high as $10,000, making hearing aids expensive for anybody who maybe doesn't have medical insurance that would cover it. Not anymore. A new study out this past week that says Apple AirPods can work as super affordable hearing aids, or what scientists call PSAPs. Yeah, I know. Personal Sound Amplification Products. So the results found that AirPods Pro met 4 out of 5 standards. There were no significant differences were found regarding speech perception between the AirPods and hearing aids in quiet settings. And so this is really interesting. It's this really side benefit that there's no stigma. Because let me tell you, when you have Apple AirPods in your ears, you look slap. Yes, slap. You know what slap means? My son told me that. He's in college. He said it means amazing. You're going to look slap. Number two on our list of 5 things, kick those Netflix moochers right to the curb. Netflix rolled out a new account management page this past week called Manage Access and Devices. Has a nice ring to it. Up to now, you could only see a list of devices using your Netflix sign-in and your password. And you could only knock them all off your account all at once. Not anymore. Now you get a list of devices that will include the IP address location, the device type, and the user profile that most recently accessed Netflix from that device. So when would this be useful? Okay, say your ex is still using your account. Or maybe you were at an Airbnb and you signed in and you left your Netflix account signed in and you never logged out and removed it. Okay. Another reason, Netflix is going to start clamping down on password sharing, and they're going to start charging for others using your account sign-in credentials. So put this on your to-do list right now. If you have other people using your Netflix sign-in account and password, just go ahead and boot them out of the app. Number three on our list of 5 things, there's a massive PayPal scam spreading. Seriously, if you use PayPal, they have a way for your friend to nudge you as a reminder that you owe them somebody. There's a notes section in the nudge email Or you can say things like half of the baby shower gift, or I filled your car up with gas, so it's time for you to pay me. Well, scammers have figured out another way to steal, and this method is so convincing, you have to know about it and tell your family members and friends. Because here's how it works. You get a real email from PayPal, a real one. Now, in the notes section of the email pay request, there's a phone number for you to call. So you call that number because you're like, what the heck is this about? And they start telling you some sob story about why you need to pay them. And then they're going to ask for your phone number so they can call you right back to make sure that you're legit, right? So remember this. Money requests only come from individuals, never a business. So if you get one from a business because you purchased something, because of an invoice, it's a receipt, that's a big red flag, folks. Now do your civic duty and tell your family members and friends to be on the lookout for this new fast-spreading PayPal scam, because a friend who pays his bill on time is always the real PayPal. Tough crowd. All right, number four, or three changes are coming to Google Maps you need to know about. Number one, if you drive an EV, you can now search for charging station in Google Maps, and there's a new filter to only show you fast charge stations that work with the plug that your car actually uses. Fast charging stations are those that use 50 kilowatts or higher. Number two on our list is search with live view, getting a major update. So cool. This is search that lets you see what's around you by using your phone's camera. So when you hold your phone up, you can tap the camera icon on Maps, and then you see nearby parks and landmarks, hotels, bars, banks, ATMs, things like that. You also can see how busy the location is, whether it's open, the price range, the rating. Bummer, right now it's only available in New York, London, LA, San Francisco, Tokyo, and Paris. More cities to come, of course. And number three on our list of changes coming to Google Maps is that now you can know wherever you're going if it's wheelchair accessible or has a ramp in case you have a baby stroller. And finally, lastly, this coming in at number five. You are hearing it here first, folks. In the words of YouTube, there's a new sound and animation that plays right before the YouTube app starts. Have you ever wondered what happens behind the scenes and how these things get created? Well, here's a peek behind the sonic curtain. The initial idea behind the sound, this is in YouTube's word, was to have something vibrant, engaging, easily recognizable, so that as soon as you hear it, even if you're turned away from your TV or device, you know, whoa, something big's going to be happening on YouTube. They wanted the sound to be human, a sound that conveys emotion, texture, organic imperfections of humanity, is what they said. They wanted the sound to be connected, musical gestures like melodies and harmonies and modulation that reflect the idea of connecting interests, people, and cultures. Keep this in mind because the sound's going to play in just a second. They wanted the sound to be expressive, dynamic textures and bright melodies, close to far and intimate to bold. And they want that sound to be story-driven, a sound that, even though it's short, gives a search of a narrative arc with a clear beginning and a clear end. So, are you ready to hear the new YouTube sound when you fire up the app that is all of that? It's human, it's connected, it's expressive, it's story-driven. Are you ready to hear it? Okay, take a listen. Remember, you're hearing it here first. Okay, that was human. It was connected. It was expressive. It was story-driven, right? Can we hear it one more time? Just one more time. Okay. All right. How much do you think they paid for that? I bet you they paid at least $1 million for Ant Food is the name of the company that put that together, to put that whole sound together and to put up all that stuff that was human connected, expressive, story driven. So the next time you hear the YouTube sounder that we just played, because you heard it here first, you'll be like, yes, now I understand what they're saying. It is human connected, expressive, and story driven. It is all of that and more. It is. I guess the YouTube management banded together to approve that. All right, coming up in just a few moments, if you want to bag on Twitter, I have some alternatives to tell you about. We have brand new or not true that you don't want to miss. And also, if you have a messy photo album and gallery, we're going to give you all the tricks to clean it up once and for all. And of course, we have all of your great phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show.
save big money on plant protection supplies. Now at Menards. Defend your garden with Triazicide Insect Killer. Its fast-acting formula protects lawns, vegetables, and many other plants. It kills more than 260 insects by contact, above and below ground. Choose from ready to spray, concentrate, or granular. Save big money on Triazicide Insect Killer at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. At 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. Coming up in just a few moments, some Twitter alternatives. And how about we get this party started with Maisel in Corpus Christi, Texas. Hello there, Maisel.
I'm delighted to be on your show.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. What's going on? How can I help you out?
Well, I have been a victim of a cyber scam. In fact, I feel like such a fool that, I was hesitant to even tell anybody about it. But if it would help someone else, I'll just briefly explain the scam that wiped out my bank account.
Yeah, you know what? It takes a lot of courage to what you're doing right now. It does. And I just want to acknowledge that, because it's not easy to say, hey, I was a fool and I was taken. But they make it so credible and believable that it's easy for you to fall for it. So tell us your story.
Absolutely. They were very credible in any case. So I'm reading my emails, and I was a couple of days late kind of catching up on it all. And there's this email from PayPal that there's a $600 debit coming into my PayPal account. And if I did not authorize that I should call this number immediately. And so instead of going to the PayPal app, mm-hmm. I called the number, like the email said to do.
Oh, okay.
And they convinced me that, yes, it appears that this may be a scam. And so where do you bank? Well, I bank at Wells Fargo. Well, let me switch you over to the security department at Wells Fargo. And I'm going, I guess that's sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. Don't hang up, they said. So then I think I'm talking to my bank,
sure.
The security department at Wells Fargo. And once again, they're very credible. They want to catch these guys. They're saying it probably is a scam. And they went on and on and on about, how these things are going on. And then they attack especially seniors, because we seem to fall for it.
Yeah.
And in any case, then he says, the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, is in charge of these sort of scams, of these thefts. And we're building, they're building reports in order to catch these guys. And so I'm going to switch you over to FTC. Mm. And I'm going, okay.
All right.
So, and then this guy convinces me that in order to build their report, stay on the phone with me and I will direct you, he says. I want you to go and get gift cards. Gift cards.
Okay.
And he said, get this kind or this game, and he listed like three, and then he talked about where to go to get them. And I said, I'm in a real small town. I'm actually in Rockport, which is just a suburb of Corpus Christi. We're just north of Corpus Christi and on the bay. Anyhow, so I said, no, we don't have a Kroger's. We don't have a Target, but we do have a Walmart. So he directed me to go to Walmart.
And how much did you get in gift cards?
I got four gift cards, and they wanted me to do four transactions.
How much did you spend in the gift cards?
$2,000, $500 each.
Oh, Maisel, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, so am I. wipe me out. Left me with $13.79 in my account. So, yeah, I'm real sorry about it.
Well, here's what you can do. Well, number one is I'm really glad that you told me your story and told everybody else, because I bet you just saved at least a dozen folks, Maisel, seriously, from falling for the same scam and getting taken by these evil people. What you can do is go over to the Internet Crime Complaint Center. That is the real FBI, not the fake FTC that you were talking to or the fake bank. And if you go over to the Internet Crime Complaint Center, that's ic3.org, ic3.org, and you file a complaint, and they read every single complaint. I asked the director of the FBI this question head on. I said, you know what? I send people to you. Do you really read it? He said, yes, we read every single complaint. Give them all the details, anything that you can give them, a copy of the email, who you spoke to and when, and that'll help them track down these guys who are probably located somewhere in India or maybe in Eastern Europe, unfortunately. But if you ever get an email, number one, do not call the phone number in the email. Okay, do not do that, because it's all set up. It's a whole call center that's just set up to screw Americans out of money. That's all it is. Or again, in Eastern Europe. And whatever you do, nobody pays anybody, does anything in gift cards. And they like the gift cards because it's untraceable, not like a credit card, right? It's almost like cash. So just keep that in mind. Maisel, once again, the address is i3c.org. I'm so sorry. So sorry that happened to you, but I'm happy and I'm proud of you that you were able to tell your story to protect more people. Some other popular scams that are targeting the elderly: government impersonation scams. They always want to say they're from the IRS or Medicare. Sweepstakes, lottery scams, and of course, the ever-present tech support scams. Yeah, watch for those in your inbox and on your phone. All right, over on the website, we did a whole roundup of Twitter alternatives. So if you're tired of Twitter, Elon Musk, and tired of all the drama, there are alternatives out there like Mastodon and some others. And in case you need them, just hit the website, komando.com. And when you're there, just type in the search box, Twitter alternatives. All right, stay right where you are, because Brand New or Not True is coming up. And this one's really hard. Just have those thinking caps on. You're on the Kim Komando Show.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
All right, Brand New or Not True is America's national radio show and podcast sensation, where you can play along and guess, is it brand new or is it not true? Because I present you, the home listener, and our very special guest contestant, three products in the tech world. Two are fake, one is real. I completely make up the fake ones, and only one is real. Now, the winner gets a big prize. Well, actually, two prizes. They get an official Kim Komando Show fanny pack. I know, that's pretty big. But also, you're going to get a special treat, a free bag of Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend dog food, a value of $59.95. Just visit drmartyspets.com/Kim to learn more. And if you ever want to be a contestant, you can always email me over at komando.com. And our guest contestant this week is Kimberly in Plymouth, Indiana. Hi there, Kimberly.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for having me on the show.
You got it. What do you do there in Plymouth?
I am a shipping coordinator for a major manufacturing company.
Awesome. That's great. You know, do you know Plymouth, Indiana, a little fun fact, do you know that's where Montgomery Ward started?
No, I didn't know that.
See that? In 1926, a little fun fact for you. And why do I know that? I don't know why I know that, but it did. Okay. So you ready to play Brand New or Not True?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We're going to start with product number one. Well, this is a product for men who are tired of going to the barber, waiting for the barber to take them, tired of their partners telling them they look like a wolfman on the back of their neck, right? It's a smart hair trimmer that has stainless steel blades, but it's smart because it has a built-in camera. Then using the Trimmers app, you see what the trimmer sees on the back of your head. So you see exactly where the trimmer's going so you never miss a spot. It also has tutorials on how to trim your hair from professional barbers, so you have everything you need to shave your own head and hair at home without taking any shortcuts. $139. Okay. Product number two. Is, do you have a pet?
Yes.
What kind of pet do you have?
I have two cats.
Okay. Well, this actually works with a cat, too. If you ever wonder what your dog or cat were saying, if they could talk to you, maybe that conversation would be more than, I'm hungry, love me right now, or get your fat butt off the couch and throw me the ball, is that now you know. Because you purchase special buttons for your dog or cat to press. And then you can say things like, let's play, we're going to play, we're going to play, play, play. And you record your voice saying play. Now, when you're saying that word that you want them to remember, you press the button on the floor. Now, the whole idea is over time with enough practice, your dog or cat will press the play button along with other words like outside, potty, to let you know what they want or what they need. Now, they claim over 40,000 people have taught their dog or cat to speak. Now, all this sounds great until in the middle of the night you hear hairball, 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 or throw up, throw up, throw up. The Get Started Kit is $70. And finally, product number three is a swim cap, because swimming is a great way to stay in shape because it's not hard on your knees like running or walking. But how do you track your workout in the water? Well, that's where the smart swim cap with a built-in accelerometer that tracks your stats, such as your pace per 100 meters, your cadence, the distance traveled, and you can track all your workouts in the app. Now, the big deal is that the swim cap gives you feedback in the form of beeps or voice commands while you're doing the laps in the pool, like too slow, too fast. There are different levels of workouts ranging from easy, moderate, hard to shocking. Shocking, you say? Yes. If you're not keeping up with the pace per meter, the swim cap emits a little shock to your noggin. It's not much, just 3 volts. I know, you're like, what? You're not bad, but it might hurt. $299. Okay, so it's a tough week here, Kimberly. We've got the smart haircuts. We've got the pet translator. We got the swim cap, and you're playing for the much coveted, priceless Kim Komando Show fanny pack and a free bag of dog treats from Dr. Marty's Pets. So what do you think? Which one's the real one?
Well, all of them actually sound plausible, but I'm pretty sure number two is the actual real deal.
All right. Let's see. Kimberly's going with number two. And what do the judges say?
With many experiencing real success teaching their dogs to use buttons. This didn't come out of nowhere. We actually started by trying to use smart hardware to train dogs and cats while they're alone at home.
That's right.
The hope was that with enough software...
You got it, Kimberly.
Dogs, we could begin to...
You got it.
That's right.
Yep, so this way you can teach your dog or your cat how to speak. And here's a spoiler. I actually got this for Barry for Christmas. He doesn't know it yet, obviously, but I saw it and I'm like, this dog is in love with Abby. I think he loves Abby more than he loves me, but that's a whole nother thing. So this way he can teach Abby to say things, and I'm not really sure if it works, but I'll have to let you know if it does. So
I'm not sure I want to know what mine wants to say, but I might try it.
Right?
I know.
I'm not sure we want that. It'd be like, okay, pet me now. Pet me now. I need love now, right now, this moment, right now. Just a quick reminder that you did win an official Kim Komando Show fanny pack, and you did get a free bag of Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend dog food, a value of $59.95. It's a dog food that contains zero artificial preservatives, fillers, or meat meal. And right now for the holidays, you can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get that free festive holiday dog sweater. With select orders, just go to drmartypets.com/Kim. All right. So, Kimberly, I know you have a question for me. How can I help you out?
Yes. Well, a friend of mine and I, we like to do some amateur ghost hunting.
Okay.
And so some popular shows have this device called the SLS camera. And what they've done is they've taken an Xbox Kinect camera and connected it to a tablet to make it mobile, and that way supposedly you can see ghosts because it outlines the ghost in dots like it does for Xbox games. to recognize you.
Now, do you really? Okay, I looked at the video because you sent me an email, okay. And I was curious, yes. Like how this thing actually worked. Do you yes. really think those dots are a ghost?
Well, some people say that it's not. It's just finding figures, like outlining figures, like just connecting dots of just random things. And so I've heard that the only way to really tell that it's really picking up something is if the object moves, as in across the room.
I see.
So I haven't experienced that.
Yeah, because the one video I saw was where they had the chairs out. They had three yes. chairs in a row. And then it looks like lime, you know, like the green dots that are connecting legs or something like that. I don't know. I guess I'm skeptical if it works.
Right.
But that's
absolutely.
Just me.
Absolutely.
Okay. So you're going to be the ghost hunter of Plymouth, Indiana. Okay.
Yes.
And what do you need to finish up the package?
The most expensive item is going to be the tablet. And it needs to be lightweight. And I want something, hopefully, that's not too expensive. It needs to be probably less than 2 pounds. And probably like an 8-inch or a 10-inch tablet.
Okay. Well, you know, with those specifications, those are great. Because then it really helps narrow it down. I like the Kinect for this type of purpose. What's really interesting is that, you know, we had the Kinect connected to the Xbox for so long, and then that went hasta la vista. But Microsoft, they have these Surface tablets. I don't know if you've ever looked at them. They're very, very capable tablets. And the Surface Go 3 has a 10.5-inch touchscreen. It's only 1.2 pounds, which you're going to like. But the battery life is 11 hours.
Ooh. That's awesome.
So you're going to get a lot of ghosts. You will. In that time frame. I mean, you will.
Good.
Now you have to promise me this. Okay, you promise me? That when you get some videos of you actually capturing ghosts, you need to send them to me or post them on social
okay.
and then tell me where they are. Because, you know, we used to do a show, a guy who's, like, we called it The Other Side. His name was Steve Godfrey. And I can tell you that there are things that this guy knew that I was like, wow, how does anybody know that? One time, Kimberly, real quick. We were sitting around the conference table here at the studios, and it was Steve and a whole bunch of salespeople and some other folks from the company. And I was at the head of the table, and Steve looked at me and he said, "You know you're not crazy." Okay. I said, "Steve, no, I'm bona fide nuts. I am. I mean, look at what I've done. You know, who starts a national radio network like this? Nobody does to compete against Premier and Westwood and ABC and CBS. I mean, this is like illogical." He said, "No, when you saw your father outside the kitchen window last night, he really just came down to say hello." Okay. And I looked at him, and Barry was sitting there, my husband, and he looked at me and goes, "You never told me that." And I said, "Because you'd think I was nuts." And I was like, and I did. I really did. So I don't know if you're going to see anything, but if you do, you have to reach out and let me know exactly what you find. Kimberly, hang on the line because Amber's going to give you a link to that Surface GoPro so you can take a look at it. The price is fairly reasonable. It's about $550. And ooh, the spooky, spooky 5,000. That's what they're making there right there. Hey, speaking of ghosts, did you hear about the ghost who didn't pay his mortgage? His house was repossessed. All right. This week's DLH is all about how to clean up that photo gallery once and for all. I mean, how to do it, how to locate all of your pictures. Where are they hiding? Drawers, storage, Amazon Photos, Dropbox, iCloud, Google Photos, Photo Bucket. And then what we're going to do is remove all the duplicates. Remote duplicate photos is a really good one for Windows. And then, of course, with Mac, iOS 16 now is built in. But if not, there's Photo Duplicate Corner. Then you need to find the right storage solution, whether it's Google Photos or iCloud or Dropbox or Flickr. How do you sort through it all? What are you going to do with all these photos? Well, that's why we put this all together for you. So get these step-by-steps that you need. Head over to komando.com, that's KOMANDO.com, and hit the link that says Kim's Show, and we're going to walk you through it painfully and easily. Yes, all together, all at once, over at komando.com, and hit the link that says Kim's Show. All right, still to come, on your phone, there's a hidden privacy report. I'm going to tell you more about it, what to look for here on the Kim Komando Show.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Hey, listen, if you like these really quick tips, make sure that wherever you get your podcasts, you get our daily tech updates. Just search for Commando with a K, of course. All right, back to the phones we go with Ginger in Palmetto, Florida. Hi, Ginger.
Yeah, I'm very excited to talk to you. I think I've listened to you about your entire career since I was about 12 with my dad.
Oh, well, that's sweet. Thank you.
Super excited. So I was looking into a cell phone or a watch. I prefer a watch since it's attached for my 11-year-old. I was looking for possibly something that did not have internet on it, no web browsing, no social media, maybe some games on it a little bit. But other than that, I really don't want him in screen time more than I wanted a GPS tracker for him to be able to ride his bike to his friend's house and call us if he needed something, that kind of thing. And I was trying to see if you had any suggestions on that.
Well, if we're going to have him call, then we need to make sure it has other capabilities. So,
And I did want a camera on it.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to get the GPS tracker, we're going to get a camera. Okay, so then this way he can have video calls with you.
Correct.
And it's going to work on cellular. It's not going to have all types of games, but it'll have like little basic games. But keep in mind that the screen is relatively small, so it's not going to be something like a Switch or anything else that's going to really capture his attention. The one that I like is made by a company called OK Yuck. I know, I don't make these things. OK Yuck. It's OKYUK. We'll send you a link to it as soon as I put you on hold. But what's really nice is that it runs on 4G and it allows you to see exactly where they are. But you can make a video call to him and voice chat, and they can go do vice versa. And there's also a way to do group chats, too. Now, is this something that you said to ride his bike? Is it also something that you're afraid of in case of a school shooting?
I'm not really, no. He goes to a small school of 60 kids, so not really in that case, no.
Okay, because this is a question that I just had with a friend of mine yesterday, because she doesn't have an 11-year-old. She has an 8-year-old, and she was saying that, you know, she was just like kind of freaking out with the Uvalde school shootings and everything that goes in the news. And she asked me how I would handle that if my son was still in elementary or grammar school, middle school, high school, whatever it was.
Fourth grade.
Yes. And I said, you know, and I told her, I said, you know what, I would buy him a watch. This watch, by the way, has SOS buttons on the side.
Okay. Right. And I've seen some of that.
Yeah. And then what I would do is I put my son Ian in a long sleeve shirt every single day. Doesn't matter if it was 80 degrees out, that kid would have a long sleeve shirt on.
I guess. Because that's not a problem for my son.
Yeah. Because this way, in case something does happen, tragedy, right, is that he will have the watch covered by his sleeve.
Right.
And he'll be able to hit those SOS buttons without those, the devastation that happened there in Texas when those poor little babies, they pulled out their phones to call 911, and that, I don't even know what to call them, that evil person shot them right in the face. All right, on your phone, you have a hidden privacy feature that's worth checking out. It's called the App Privacy Report. It shows you how often apps access your data. What kind of data is being accessed? Like your camera, your mic, your location, your contacts, and more. But you have to turn it on. So on your iPhone, go to Settings and Privacy, scroll all the way to the bottom for the App Privacy Report. Now, Android's not as polished. They call it the Privacy Dashboard. But you get it to the same way, open Settings and then Privacy. All right. If you laughed, learned one thing, make sure that you tell three people about our show, because after all, knowledge is always power.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pair.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.